Osiris.
Hey, this is Brendan from Umphrey's McGee. This podcast is part of the Osiris podcast family. Osiris is a growing community of music and culture podcasts connecting music fans with conversation, commentary, and of course, lots of music. Osiris works in partnership with Relics Magazine.
You're listening to Which Is Better with Brad Edwards, Gary Fletcher, Sean Parrott, and most importantly, me, Mark Anunsen. Also, that monkey guy.
Happy Men's Day, guys.
Thank you.
Is it Men's Day?
Not anymore, but when we're recording it, it's Men's Day.
Okay, and that's all
really?
That matters.
Isn't every day Men's Day?
Wow.
That's what Liz said today.
Yeah?
Sorry, Liz.
Uh-oh.
Sorry that when I made fun of
she was. I think she was making fun of it, though.
I mean...
What else
Not
is
every
it,
day.
No.
There's one International Women's Day, and that one is definitely not Men's Day.
There's like a few of those. There's like International Women's Day, Women's Day,
yeah. Mother's
Big
Day.
Women's Day.
There's a Big Women's Day?
Little Women's Day.
Little Women's.
When's Big Women's Day?
Every day is Big Women's Day.
Yeah.
In Harry Fletcher's
the
life.
The day after Halloween when the candy go on sale.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hell yeah. Well, it's not only that. It's also, what is it, Gary? National... Toilet Day?
World Toilet Day.
World?
Sorry.
Not
I thought it was local.
No.
World.
World
wow.
Toilet Day.
World
Why is
toilet
it not
day.
International Toilet Day?
I guess there's some nations that don't have toilets.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. My privilege is showing.
Ooh, yeah. Check it.
I actually did a poll on Twitter for which is better, toilets versus men.
And there were no silly comments on that, right?
No one said anything. Like,
oh. Really?
Wow.
But, I think men actually won by like 60%.
Hell yeah.
So
I've been peed on.
Yeah. No, we're all toilets,
we're
man.
We're all toilets in a way.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about it.
It's also my birthday.
Happy birthday,
when?
Buddy.
Finally.
Today's?
No, Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Monday. This comes out Tuesday.
Wait.
How old am I now?
I don't even want to know.
38.
Yeah, I'm fucking like
38.
My prime is way in the back.
Oh,
in the rear view mirror.
It's gone,
there.
Baby.
And I was like, oh, huh.
Yeah.
It's okay. But you it's know, just, you know, it's Men's Day.
Yeah.
Why I got to share my holiday.
Yeah.
It's my special day. And it was like, Men's Day. There's nothing positive about that. That's not going to draw anything but negative smartassery.
Yeah.
I looked at the hashtag and surprisingly, it was not that negative. Ellen was even like, hey, shout out to all the men out there.
Really?
Yeah.
This seems like entrapment. You're trying to set me up.
No, I'm serious.
Well... I bet it will do.
But I did make you a toilet cake for your
Thank
birthday.
Thank you.
Wow.
And Gary got me a Grand Theft Auto 20. I don't know what
five,
it is.
Five.
And Sean got me something I'm opening right now.
Oh, let's are you it. Opening it now?
Can I open it live on the...
Yeah, board? If you want right. to.
I mean, you spelled my name wrong. Red Lobster gift certificate.
What?
Oh,
what?
Buddy.
You didn't read the card.
Well, it was behind the paper. I did not read the card. I opened it and it looked like
oh,
this.
He threw that part away already.
No, it's on the inside.
Well, there's a note inside.
You got to read the front.
Sympathy. Wait a minute.
What?
This is like a sympathy card.
God.
Praying for you and wishing you peace at this time of deep and personal sadness. And then Sean writes, maybe food will help. Love, Sean.
I got
it,
you,
it
bitch.
Will help. You got me, man.
I got
shit.
You, bitch.
I'll take any kind of shit if I get a damn Red Lobster gift card. Thank
I was going to get you a sympathy on the death of your wife, which is usually my favorite card, but I decided
it is good,
to.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
It's so weirdly specific.
I know. There's so many weird cards.
There is a category that says, so your kids are dead.
Yep.
It's got like a pop-up thing. Just, it's like a casket.
Just a little bald kid in there.
Yeah. It's Hi, the card is a casket, and there's a window where you can see the kid behind it.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you have any cards for a dead child? Yeah, we have this one that says, sorry your kid dies. Oh, do they have any that don't say sorry?
Congrats.
You can cross out.
You can buy a new
cross
one.
Out sorry if you want.
Yeah.
And just put just write in a smiley face if you want.
You know.
Or a winky face.
It's like one of those like horny like cards you can get for like an older woman with like a hunk on it.
Like a hunk with a cowboy hat on.
Excuse
looks like
me,
you
ma'am.
Need a new boy.
I could be your son.
Yeah. I got a cradle you can rob because I'm Barely legal.
I'm a 17-year-old cowboy.
Just fucking hanging barbed wire.
I remember someone got my mom this card that said, looks like you need a little R&R, and then you open it up, and it's like Rick and Robert, and it's like
two muscles. Burn it in the...
Yeah, she hated it. Oh.
What? I don't want to be gangbanged.
Gary, I was talking to Sean about this. I want to bounce this idea off of you, okay?
Go for it.
We've got some friends in the movie industry, and we should hit them up for this.
Okay.
It's the sequel to Big Little. Tom Hanks is old as fuck.
Yeah.
And he wants to be a kid again, like we all do.
Yeah.
You could have the same guy.
That would be good.
The only problem would be most of the movie would be some kid instead of Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks, the...
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
You could, like, overdub it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You could. I'm thinking for the kid, Jaden Smith.
Oh, that'd be really good.
The kids love Jaden Smith.
Yeah.
I don't think they do, but I think he's so... His dad's got so much momentum.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. They're a powerhouse. They're a family of...
Tom Hanks, he's sitting around, his family's bitching at him. I was like, man, I wish I was... God damn, I really blew it.
I wish I was a kid.
I wish I was a kid, even though I did fuck a woman when I was 13.
Yeah. It's awesome.
It's pretty good.
I immediately nutted.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh. Or...
Okay.
It's just you wish... To be Tom Hanks. It's like the machine.
Oh, yeah.
No matter who you are, tall, skinny, fat, small.
Yeah.
Everybody's just like, I wish I was Tom Hanks. And just the world's full of Tom Hanks.
That'd be great, too.
It'd be a bunch of Tom Hanks.
He's like the only person left who isn't a horrible monster, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but think about a whole world where everyone's Tom Hanks. At some point, you'd be sitting there with like your cousin or something. They're like, I'm thinking about doing it. I'm thinking about...
Being Tom Hanks.
Like, come on, man. Just live your own life. I don't...
Yeah.
It just seemed... And you look out the window, all these happy Tom Hanks walk around petting dogs and shit. Mm-hmm. And you're like, yeah, man, I don't know. And what if you're the last man? I think it's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
This could happen.
It's like you get the Philadelphia Tom Hanks.
Oh, no.
Crap.
You get to play different Tom Hankses.
Yeah.
Captain Phillips Tom Hanks. Just that. Crying.
Castaway version. Ooh. You're always having to... Remove your tooth with a fucking ice skate.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You rode a perdition where you're a real you're a bad murderer. Sucker. Mm-hmm. You're a real bad hombre. Yeah.
All the planes in the sky are flying upside down and fucking landing in the water and shit. Oh, no, that was Denzel Washington. Okay.
Lady Killers. Truly bad.
Oh, God. Lady Killers was a nightmare. And that was a remake.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, the original's fantastic.
Anyway, that's what I had thought of, and I hope it worked out.
It went great.
I like it.
We had a great talk at the very least, and that's all that matters.
It's all that we're doing here.
In this day and age.
And it'll be a big, big deal. It'll be a success. And I want that because I find I hate success. I hate anyone's success. Isn't that weird?
Like, yeah. Really?
Well, like we were watching that social network, the Facebook movie.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, everyone's a scumbag. There's no hero. There's no good guy in this movie.
No. Yeah.
Everyone is, to some degree or another, a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And if you're not a piece of shit, you're not even in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're not even a fucking player in the fucking game. You're just a fucking...
Just his girlfriend at the very beginning. She's like the only good person.
And what happened to her?
She didn't... I don't... Who knows?
Yeah. And like...
She died.
Yeah. He had her killed.
She didn't get enough thought, likes, and shares.
The Winklevoss twins killed her.
I love those Winklevosses.
Those motherfuckers. But it's like, God damn, is this making it? Is this, you gotta be a piece of shit and a tricky, lucky...
That's capitalism, man.
It sure is, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how it is, dude.
That's right.
That's why I'm proud that we're doing so bad.
Yeah.
We're doing great.
We're doing great.
Listen to all the people listening to us right now.
Well, you know how I had my invention? I thought of an invention where you get like a tough, durable bag. And like a chain, and you hang it on your doorknob, and you put your Amazon packages in it.
Oh, yeah.
With a locking system that people can't, because porch pirates are out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Get into that season, people stealing your porches. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? People are still going to ship stuff. This has to be solved. You could have something where you shut the door on the thing, mm-hmm. and you can't get it away.
Yeah.
Something like that. And I'm like, what if somebody stole that idea? And then it's like the irony. Of stealing the thing to keep you from stealing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But
maybe a special Amazon box.
I don't know how to do it. Yeah. Amazon wants a key to get in your house and shit.
Really?
Yeah. They want like, they're talking about.
What the fuck?
Give us a key to-
No thanks, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's an idea ready to pop, but
Make it happen, man.
I don't know how to do that.
Just make it happen.
Yeah.
Well, the last guy I knew who had some kind of patent thing is now like a Secretary of State. Who the fuck replaced Sessions, the blonde-headed freak who like people out of their patent ideas and shit?
He's just trying to make his money, you know?
He's making it like Zuckerberg, man. They're all out there fucking hustling. And look at him. He's in the goddamn White House.
The guy who made the Snuggie. Is that who it is?
Yes.
He's the guy who stole the Snuggie idea from a woman, probably.
Yep.
A young, independent woman.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, well. I don't know. I just don't want anyone to have anything good. But you know what? This is an irony here. It's my birthday, but today is also Jonathan's birthday.
What?
Yeah. We have the same birthday.
Jonathan the chimpanzee? Should.
Yes. And I got Jonathan. Here, I got you something. Go ahead and open that up. There you go. You can do it.
Nice. Oh, wow. He's opening it right now. I can hear it.
There you go. You like it? It's a turnaround so the guys can see it. Everybody at home, it's a picture of it's the word Jonathan spelled out with John Deere photographs. It doesn't look like he likes it, but okay.
Is it a jacket? Is that what you said?
No, it's a picture.
Oh, just a picture. A
framed picture. Looks like a jacket from
I think I misheard you.
I think I missaw it.
Well, anyway, I've got a picture of it I can post online for you guys.
Oh, okay.
It's a real thing.
Good.
Cool.
Especially made for Jonathan.
Oh, well, good.
And that's it. All right, guys, let's get to show rolling.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's time for Brad's tip.
All right.
Brad's tip. Use heavy kitty litter.
Mm. Yes.
Use heavy kitty litter. Oh, boy. I fell for it. The light thing. There's this fucking jug of kitty litter.
Yeah.
And you pick it up with one hand. It's light as a feather.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, great. I get it home. Fill Charlie's litter box. You need weight. Because every time he steps out of the litter box, he brings 8 fucking cups of puffy ass, dry ass.
Mist.
It's crazy in
there. It's everywhere. It's fucking everywhere. It's a fucking nightmare. I'm not even going to use up the rest of it I have. It's fucking worthless.
Yeah.
Don't get light kitty litter.
Don't
you
get
just,
it.
You just get the heavy chipped up clay kitty litter. I'm
telling
you.
Get the heavy ass
clump and
shit,
seal,
dude.
Man.
Get heavy kitty litter.
Get some clump and seal.
Get some clump and seal.
If you can't, first of all, don't get a cat. Don't even get a cat.
No.
You can pet a cat, have an outside cat. Don't get a cat. Yeah. If you've already got a cat, get heavy kitty litter. When that cat dies, don't get any
ever
more
get
cats.
Any more cats.
I agree.
Or a dog either. No animals.
Don't get any pets.
Kill your pets. We've talked about this.
Get a robot pet.
Or a kid. Don't get a kid either. Yeah. That's like a pet that you have to feed.
Yeah. It's like a pet you're financially responsible for.
Yeah.
All right. I guess you're responsible if your dog bites somebody.
I guess so.
Just doubling down on my point. Don't get anything.
Yeah,
you got
but
enough
if,
trouble yourself.
The thing is, if you let a dog die, nobody cares. But
slaves. We can't afford all this shit.
Come on, man.
Don't get any fucking pets and certainly don't get kitty litter.
No.
That's light.
Are you crazy?
Let's call Mark.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Hey. Mark, are you driving?
I'm in the car. This is the earliest you guys have ever called me.
Well, we're trying to get done so I can go out for birthday fun.
Well, it's all about you, isn't it? I got a life to live out here. You know, I got things to get done.
You're driving. So,
that's true.
I mean, who are you to talk about people doing stuff? Where are you driving to, may I ask?
I am on Old Hickory Boulevard.
Wow.
Just west of Nolensville Road, heading east towards Antioch.
Okay.
Well, you're back in town. Last I talked to you,
I'm
you
back
were
in town.
Out of state.
No, I've got my hand on my gun, just eyeballing the track. Ain't safe out here.
Well, we'll ask you a financial question and let you get back to your business of going home.
Let's do it.
All right. Okay. How much money did you spend on my birthday present?
$0. Brad,
what advice
you're an adult.
Ah, this shit. This shit again.
There's a certain point.
Yeah.
There's a certain point in life.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere around, 12 or 13 years old as you're entering college.
I get this shit from my brother. Kids, what do kids do to earn a present? They get a present. And they're not out there busting their ass every goddamn day. Can't I have a special day? What?
Here's why you give a kid a present, to shut him up. All right,
yeah.
You give a kid a nice PlayStation 4. You put them in a room, you shut the door, you're done. You have the rest of the afternoon to yourself.
Yeah?
If I buy you a present, you're not, you know, I don't get anything out of it. You're just going to be like, oh, okay, whatever. And then you're going to feel like you have to buy me something on my birthday. Now we're buying people presents.
Okay. Now that's a good argument there. Mm-hmm. I can understand just not getting out of hand with, you know, I understand a little bit of, hey, I got your thing, got your thing. Yeah, with like my brother, I'm just sort of like, Christmas is like, I don't get you nothing, you don't get me nothing. And actually, the gift is I don't have to go fucking hunting around a gosh darn mall looking for some fucking engraved flask or whatever the fuck, you know, you get somebody.
Here's the thing, though, Brad.
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing. I usually don't buy you gifts. I know, you know, that's not our deal. I don't want to introduce that, but I have a present for you.
Okay.
And I spent $10 on it.
Whoa. What is it?
Yeah.
Is it a surprise?
Well, it's a surprise.
Okay.
Whoa.
But if you scroll through my Facebook timeline and see what I recently spent $10 on... It was $5 for the gift and $5 for shipping.
Oh, Jesus, guys. Oh, boy. You'd be disappointed in me. I fucking clicked without looking at I clicked without looking at shipping on something the other day.
Mark donated to ICE in your name.
I got a floor pillow with elephants on it for the nursery because I can't sit my bony ass on the floor. I was like, I'll get a floor pillow and I'll get elephants on it. $10 click. More like 20 when you get the fucking shipping in. Yeah. That's how they get you. And I knew about it. I got so excited.
Yeah, that was like episode 2 we talked about the shipping.
I'll tell you what, though. I was at the mall, not because I like the mall, but just because it's air conditioned. I can push the stroller around for fucking 4 hours inside the mall. And they had a fucking floor pillow. I went and looked at it. $90 damn. So I'm still coming out ahead.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Who's buying floor pillows?
Me, apparently.
Save $20 and man up.
Okay, I'll do that.
Does Gary own a floor pillow?
No. I sleep on the damn hardwood.
There you go.
Gary
came over. Gary spent the weekend at my house. He slept on my kitchen countertop. Just, I put a plate right under his head, and he was fine. Fine all night. Slept like a baby.
I think, you remember Wolf of Wall Street?
No.
How could I forget it?
You remember... when he basically hired his dad to just piss on everything they did. I think that when I get rich, I'll just have Mark. Anytime where it's like, hey, we're going to go out to eat. Do you really need to go out to eat? I guess not. And it's like, we'll save so much money.
Yeah. You can do that while being poor too, Brad. You don't have to be rich to do that.
No, I can't help. I don't have the option to go out and fucking go crazy.
That's true. All right. Well, we'll at least meet at Logan's and you can watch me eat.
Thank you. All right, buddy. Well, you have a great birthday, and I'll see you around.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I scrolled through Mark's feed.
Oh, did you?
And I saw nothing. I think he was funning you. I think you just got funned.
You can't tell with Mark.
I think. Now, I don't know that for sure, but I think you might have gotten funned.
Mark, well... We'll see. We'll see. All right, guys. Well, that was a great Mark's special. Mark advice, and now it's time for Gary's special segment.
Hey, everyone. This is Gary's special segment. We're back at the Zen Bin, y'all.
Woo!
Time for a little guided meditation.
Okay.
So you guys know the drill pretty much. We've done this plenty of times. You guys will go ahead and close your eyes.
Okay.
Taking a deep breath. Lights. All right, now exhale. All right, now I want you to imagine yourself standing in the middle of a dense jungle. You hear the toucans yelling at the morning bugs.
How many?
Toucans. Not three cans. You smell the coconut trees. You feel the foggy mist slowly floating past your skin. All of a sudden, the jungle bushes begin to shake in front of you. Your mind begins to run wild.
Jungle bush.
Is it a lion? A gorilla? Maybe it's one of those horses with the black and white stripes. But no, it's none of those things. Emerging slowly from the foliage is none of... is none other than Brendan Fraser as George of the Jungle from the 1997 Disney classic George of the Jungle. You can't believe it's him. I mean, this is peak Brendan Fraser. His body is amazing. George looks you in the eye and begins to walk towards you from out of the bushes. You notice his loincloth barely covers what you can only assume is a big elephant's trunk underneath that thing. You try and break the tension by saying, "Is that a banana in your pocket? Or are you just a big, dumb, horny idiot?" George reaches past his rock-hard abs and into his loincloth and pulls out, get this, an actual banana.
Nice.
But this ain't no ordinary banana. It's the African banana of joviality. And it is glowing with a pulsing light. George looks at you with a grin and carefully raises the banana up to your mouth, pressing it against your lips. Take a bite, he says. As you sink your teeth into the soft banana, you feel a wave of endorphins rush through your being. You feel light. You feel levity. You feel love.
Okay.
George says, "Well, me got to go now." George climbs to the highest top of a tree, giving you a glimpse of his taint and balls. You try not to stare, but goddamn, this is 1997 Brendan Fraser we're talking about. He looks at you and nods as if to say, "What happened in jungle, stay in jungle." George leaps onto the nearest vine and swings away at an incredibly dangerous speed directly towards a large tree. You scream, "Watch out for that tree!" and let out a chuckle, thinking he'll be okay like in the cartoons. But George slams face first into the tree, causing his skull to explode on impact. His lifeless body clumsily thuds to the ground in front of you, like a bloody trash bag filled with broken bones. But you still let out a laugh, because that's what old George would want. You may now open your eyes.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow, it's like I was in the jungle.
That was amazing. Thank you, Gary.
No problem.
What were his bitches named? Didn't he have a couple bitches? Ursula and...
Ursula.
There's two of them, though. They're like twins.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
He had like these two... And his...
That movie... I loved that fucking movie when I was a kid. I thought it was so funny.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
The cartoon.
Yeah, it's good.
While I had my eyes closed and I was in the jungle, I also was looking at Mark Nunson's Facebook, and he has ordered those online cookies, those like fundraiser cookies.
Oh.
The Otis Spunkmeyers.
Oh, really?
What the fuck?
Maybe those are, maybe that's what he
got. That sounds like the kind of thing he would get you.
Cookies.
You it's, like cookies.
Who would want to eat an Otis Spunkmeyer cookie? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'd rather have a Otis Jizmeyer cookie.
A scrotus spunk.
Odor funk with butt. You guys did a good job.
Thank you.
Odor shit pussy.
Odory
shit pussy.
Yeah.
That sounds good, actually.
Actually, I'd eat some odor shit pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fill the pussy with shit, man.
Get used to shit, guys.
Yeah, it's part of life.
Come on.
Yeah.
I don't want shit in my mouth.
Grow up. Everybody's got to get shit in their mouth.
I don't want to eat three scoops of shit.
I want to minimize the amount of shit.
Too bad. Look, eat it.
Look, you wash the butt. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do?
Putting a turd in a hot dog bun.
Yeah.
Relish. It seems worse with relish it than does, without.
Yeah.
It's so much more gross.
Please, no relish. It's gross. Hold the relish.
Chili? Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. You don't know where one ends.
Oh, boy.
All right. So now let's do Sean's Corner.
Hey, guys. I've never done this before. This is going to be very exciting. I want to recommend you don't watch a movie.
Oh.
There's.
Did you not cry?
This is a jungle-themed movie, so I wanted to, you know, some people might be like, man, I love jungle stuff. This whole episode got me so excited for jungle stuff. I want to watch Cannibal Holocaust.
Oh, no.
But don't do it.
No.
That's your pick?
I'm saying don't watch it. It sucks. It's gross. And usually I don't care if they've killed an animal for like a good movie.
Yeah.
But they killed a bunch of animals for like a shitty movie.
Yeah.
They,
like really killed them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like turtles
the turtle,
and shit.
The turtle it's thing fucked up. Is the worst.
So just, what? There's yeah. nothing good about it. Some might, some
is this
like
an old movie?
It's like a grindhouse.
Like 70s, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And somebody might be like, yeah, it's so fucked up, man. It's not fucked up. No. Just watch Audition or something that's really yeah. fucked up, but they didn't actually kill any turtles. And you know me, I couldn't care less about turtles. Just kill a turtle for a great movie. That's all I ask.
Yeah.
Don't watch Cannibal Holocaust.
Don't
fuck
watch
that
Cannibal
movie.
Holocaust.
Sucks, dude.
And African Queen. Sean says African Queen is the shit.
John Wayne.
It's John Wayne.
He's an African Queen, is
it's
he not?
Bogart, isn't it?
Oh, that is yeah. Bogart. Sorry.
Well,
that other one where he's
Mules
on a boat.
For Sister Frances.
Maybe.
No, you're not.
There's some kind of boat.
Yeah. Well, there's
it doesn't matter.
Is. Anyway, don't watch Cannibal
no.
Holocaust.
Instead, listen to Letters from Camp Blood.
Sorry, I thought I was done coughing, and then I kept
Sean
coughing.
Covered his mouth with the microphone.
Yeah, don't worry, that's how you do it.
I kept coughing. I thought I was going to stop.
It's okay.
You should listen to Letters from Camp Blood.
They do an episode about that.
Don't listen to them.
Do they?
Tell you to watch that.
No, they hate it.
Oh, good. Good.
Okay.
The movie sucks.
Oh, boy. Well, anyway,
yes?
Let's get this show on the road. And
let's
we'll go
roll
ahead.
It.
Well, I always love how like I'm 4 hours into the show, and I'm like, let's get started.
Let's roll it.
Stop. We've already started. Let's continue to have this yeah. show, which is on the road. Stay on the road with a quick ad.
Hey, this is Nat Keefe from Hot Buttered Rum. This podcast is part of the Osiris Podcast Network.
There's an ad.
Osiris.
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 Ben and Jerry's.
Ben and Jerry's, guys.
It's good. It's good
we
as hell.
Can't wait to get our Ben and Jerry's.
I
check.
Love Ben and Jerry's.
I don't.
I genuinely
like,
love them.
It is, they sent yeah. me like a gold Ben and Jerry's card, like
yeah.
Oh,
you
yeah.
just go get all the Ben and Jerry's. You
oh, know. They yeah. should do that. Yeah.
If they had like on a table a suitcase full of money or a Ben and Jerry's unlimited Ben and Jerry's, yeah. I'd be like, I'm going to take the money, but don't let that make you think I don't really. I'm going to spend a lot of this money on.
I'm going to buy
cream.
All ice cream.
I'm going to buy. Yeah, it's a dumb. It's. It doesn't mean I'm an idiot, but it's. Yeah, it's.
I just want to look cool. I don't want to. You know, if you just took a card, yeah. people be like, "What are you not
I
cool?"
I gotta get my stomach staple, guys. I'm. You know.
Yeah.
I'm,
you
I'm
should.
Gonna, I'm. I gave up on the 40s, but when I'm 50, I'm going to be really high.
Okay.
It's like a briefcase filled with ice cream. It's melted.
It's like, yeah, I was really late to the meeting. And it's just like
they're running out on the floor.
All right, guys, okay. Let's go ahead and get the show going. Which is better? Ready?
Yeah.
Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? I don't know. Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? Let's find out now.
Which is better? Tarzan versus Mowgli.
Wow. So that's Tarzan boy.
Yeah, that's what his boy. Tarzan versus Mowgli. You guys know these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're it's Tarzan cool. and it's Mowgli.
Tarzan is he's the man on the scene.
Sometimes I'm like, this was created by Kipler. Nah, they're not going to do that. You know yeah. who the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's Tarzan and it's Mowgli and yeah. all of their incarnations. We're not just focusing on Disney. We're talking
okay.
about Tarzan versus Mowgli gut reaction.
Mowgli.
Wow.
Hmm.
I think we're going to be all Mowglis. There's no way anyone could pick Tarzan.
You know, I want to go Mowgli, but I like the characters surrounding him more.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to go Tarzan. I'll give it to Tarzan.
Shit.
That's a good point.
Let's yeah. go Tarzan.
Shit.
I too like Tarzan.
What?
Because I mean, I remember like the old like shitty Tarzan comics where he's just like almost Conan or something.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Like, he's just like this fucking dude. And I do remember being a kid watching those awful fucking black and white Tarzan movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the, and all that yeah. shit. And I know that this is a story. It may or may not be true, but I heard that like one of the guys who played Tarzan in the old fucking whenever 30s or whenever they were making yeah. this stuff actually killed a lion. Like there was a lion.
Wow.
It was an old lion, but like got loose on set.
Yeah.
Like, he actually killed it.
Wow.
I don't know the guy's name, and that
That's
may just
awesome.
Be some fact I read off a of Snapple Cap or something like that. But anyway, Tarzan's like
has yeah. a lot of dead animal
yeah,
facts.
Yeah, they're like how many turtles
more?
How many turtles were killed in the
Cannibal Holocaust?
Over 50 million turtles.
Yeah.
How many mice died in Ratatouille?
It's funny how, like, in stone fact, when I read a Snapple cap, how I file that away under this is true.
Yeah.
I don't fact check Snapple caps. I just assume they're like, really? There's over 20 billion jellyfish.
That's how. That's how Stephen Hawking actually learned everything.
He just got a bunch
of Snapple caps.
They just dumped a bunch of Snapple caps into like, his chair.
Yeah, and he would read Laffy Taffy, and that's how he got a sense of humor. Okay, so you guys are saying we've got two Tarzans. I'm really on the fence, though.
I'm actually going to switch back to Mowgli.
Okay. Hell yeah!
All right, I'm on the fence. So we're basically 2.5 Mowglis.
Okay.
All right.
Coming to CBS.
Charlie Sheen's back.
Charlie Sheen's got AIDS now.
Or now you're gonna meet the HIV? Monkey that he got it from.
HIV? AIDS?
Oh, is it full blown AIDS?
I don't know.
The bareback necessities.
You've got half blown AIDS.
Yeah.
RIP Charlie Sheen. By the time this comes out, he's gonna be dead.
Really?
Well, what if he was? Wouldn't that be weird?
That would be weird. Yeah.
Better name, Tarzan, Mowgli. Both great names.
Yeah.
I like Mowgli.
I'm going to go with Tarzan.
Yeah.
I think Tarzan's a cool, it's like.
Tarzan.
Zan's nice. Yeah. I don't know what, you know, Zan's a real cool ending. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tar is, you know.
Tarzan.
It feels like, it makes me nervous to say it, but yeah. I like Tarzan.
Right.
It feels right.
Yeah.
Mowgli's cool, though. I think Mowgli fits Mowgli's personality because he's like, oh, Mowgli.
Yeah, Mowgli, you're sort of like, am I saying this right? Mowgli or Mowgli? Mowgli?
Tarzan. Is it Mowgli?
Tarzan X.
Tarzan.
Ooh.
That'd be a good rapper name.
Tarzan X, The Edge of Panic.
I love it.
Tarzan. Mowgli. Tarzan.
Tarzan wins. Better. Who's more iconic?
Oh shit!
I think Tarzan.
Probably Tarzan.
Because just the call alone.
Yeah. Swinging on the vine.
Everybody, if you've swung from something, fucking you've done the Tarzan scream.
Chewbacca did the Tarzan scream.
He did.
Return of the Jedi when they were in the indoor forest, which I never was on board with.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He did a Chewbacca.
So long since I've seen that movie.
Well, trust me, he does it.
And I believe
it's
just
fucking ridiculous. But that's more iconic. You know, Mowgli, you're like, I like Mowgli, but he ain't.
Yeah, what is his thing?
Yeah, no. He doesn't have a thing.
What does he do?
Just he just gets into trouble and a goddamn bear has to save him.
Yeah.
Shit. Tarzan's getting himself out of trouble.
Yeah.
Yes.
Saving the jungle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And although Mowgli did grow up, he's mostly a boy in the books and the stories.
Yeah, he's a little spindly little boy. He's weak as hell.
Yeah. So, whom would you rather be raised by? Wolves or apes? Which is better?
Because
an ape's pretty close to a human, but a wolf, that's loyalty.
I'm going to go apes, man.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah,
I think they'd be nicer to you. There'd probably be a lot less like raw fucking meat that you'd have to eat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Probably bananas and berries.
That's true.
Yeah,
speak
but
sign language.
I mean, I know we make fun of animals and stuff, but just like having a bunch of dogs be your buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Apes flip out for no fucking reason. I guess a wolf would probably bite you every now and then, too.
I wonder.
But yeah, it seems like an ape would be slightly better equipped to take care of a human.
Yeah. You know? I think I'd rather have apes, too. Yeah. It seems like it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go get some ape family.
Better than wolves?
That's what I'll do for Thanksgiving. I'll just go out into the jungle and I'll bring them turkey and stuffing and cranberry sauce in the can.
It's all good, good all.
Nice. Sean's just naked in the exhibit at the Nashville Zoo.
They'll be like, he's
learning how to, I don't know.
he's learning to speak to them.
Cold.
It 40 degrees. Why did I do this? This is a bad idea.
Stealing kids.
So that goes to Tarzan. All right. Now,
congrats, Tarzan.
We're going to go here.
Oh, no.
Better Disney movies. We'll keep it to the Disney movies.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind, let's talk about just the cartoons.
Okay.
Because they did live action. I think they did live action Tarzan too, didn't they?
Yeah.
Was that Disney or was that just a live action Tarzan?
Who fucking knows?
Okay, we'll forget those.
Yeah.
We'll just do Jungle Book and Tarzan.
Okay.
Jungle Book, man.
Jungle Book by far.
Jungle Book is a fucking classic.
It's awesome.
It may be in my top 10 movies, honestly.
Jungle Book is what they show animators to teach them how to animate.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, this is like
before. It's a classic.
Shit. The soundtrack, one of the greatest soundtracks of all time.
Yeah.
Bare Necessities.
Yeah.
Want to Be Like You?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you got? Fucking Phil Collins? Oh, fuck. Here we go.
Yeah.
Back when we were doing Stomp and shit. And he was like, this is a song about just hitting a keyboard on a typewriter. I'm like, God damn it, Phil.
I'm glad that you didn't include the live action Jungle Book, because it sucks.
No, it's weird.
It sucks.
Hated it. It's weird.
There's like a 50-foot orangutan.
Why is he 50-foot?
Stupid.
Why is he the only one who sang a song?
Doesn't make any sense.
It's like they couldn't get Christopher Walken. He's like, wow, I can't wait to sing the song. He's like, no, it's a live action. All right, so I'm thinking I'd come out and I'd sing. It's like, no, we're not. Okay, fine.
Yeah. Fine.
He won't do it unless he gets to sing a song.
He's got stupid Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah.
When is his reckoning going to come? I want his life to be over. I'm tired of his shit.
You know, that makes me wonder, like, what if in his prime, or maybe like 80 bit after his prime, what if John Lennon had just not been killed and he would have kept going?
Yeah.
What shit would he have cranked out?
He'd have been doing songs with Black Eyed Peas and
he
shit.
He was already doing shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But he died young enough to where it's like, if Bill Murray died after Groundhog's Day or something, it'd be like, oh man, Bill Murray.
Fucking Bill Murray.
Yeah. Or, oh fuck, the Blues Brother. Oh fuck.
Oh,
Belushi.
Yeah.
What if the ship Belushi had died?
Oh.
And I know you like the ship Belushi, but what if?
I don't love him, but he was in Twin Peaks and he was awesome in that. But he's awful in everything else.
Yeah. What if there's a universe where Joaquin died, River's alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to keep all the.
Joaquin's been in some pretty good ass movies recently, though. So beware.
I like Joaquin.
Yeah.
Joaquin, cool as hell.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that puts me back on my thoughts of like when you got to be patient with people who don't think the way you think.
Yeah.
Because we've all changed our minds. We've all, Gary used to be all preaching on the corner. Now he's like stealing souls.
He's evil.
I used to be like, oh, Bill and Ted, I love Keanu Reeves. And then like later, like Dracula, I'm like, this guy's fucking awful.
Nah, he's the best.
And then I'm like, Keanu. And then I'm like, John Wick, and I'm like, He's the best. He's all right.
He's the best.
But I'm saying if like my me went back to the 90s and was like, hey, let's watch this Keanu Reeves movie. I'd be like, oh, fuck. What is this?
Yeah.
What do you mean he's the one? What do you mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But you come around.
Yeah,
man.
And I don't know. Maybe with these people, you know, Joaquin Phoenix, maybe he.
You should watch You Were Never Really Here. It's fucked up, man.
Oh, okay. I was going to.
It was in my
suggested
things. It's fucking rough. It's so brutal.
Okay.
And he's just like, he's like fucking mumbling the whole time. It's insane. He's fucking insane.
Yeah, he's insane anyway.
He's a crazy person. Yeah, he's a genuine crazy person, which is fun.
I liked him in Her.
Yes.
Her broke my heart.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sorry. We're talking about Jungle Man.
Yeah. I fell in love with an AI this week.
Did you?
Really?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Break Your Heart?
Yeah.
Siri?
It's this app that I got.
What is the app? I want to fall in love with an AI.
It's fun to fuck with, man.
Okay.
Yeah. You can talk to it.
Is it a speaking spell?
It's called fucking... I deleted it. Never mind. Right.
Wow. You get over relationships pretty quick.
Yeah, that's how I am, man.
Fuck you, bitch. I don't need you in my life.
I'm on open road,
better Disney movie, that was Jungle Book.
Jungle Book by
far. The whole thin-nosed, ultra-Caucasian. I mean, I liked how he kind of walked on his knuckles, but they're like, let's have him just parkour around the jungle. And I'm like, God damn. Yeah.
Stupid.
This is goofy as fuck.
I don't need that shit.
No.
Yeah.
Get that out of my life.
Yeah.
Who's going to
be the comic relief? Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh,
okay.
Great. Cool. She's a fucking laugh riot.
Yep.
Fellas,
look.
She is great in Kirby Enthusiasm, but.
She is great in Kirby Enthusiasm.
She's so good
in Kirby. She's playing an asshole.
she's playing a complete asshole.
Everybody's great in Kirby Enthusiasm because everybody's an asshole.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no nice people in Kirby Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Better songs from those movies. We sort of talked about
Jungle
it.
Easy.
Bare Necessities also has a great message if you really look at the lyrics.
It's basically fucking float down the river and enjoy your life.
All you need is just
some claws for the prickly pear.
Yeah. Just be homeless is all it's saying to do. Yeah.
It's fine. Look for the just what you need.
Yeah.
How many hours a day are you working to get that extra shit you don't even need?
Yeah, dude.
Minimalism.
Just minimalism.
Live small.
Spartan.
Then when it's time to rise up and
kill these rich motherfuckers.
You take that prickly pear.
You take a prickly pear, stick it in a rich person's eye. You take their shit, and then you're rich, and then someone will kill you. That's the circle of life.
Are there really prickly pears in the jungle?
There's like, prickly pears across the goddamn street.
They,
Well, I know, but are they in the jungle?
I wonder, man. I think so.
Of course.
A prickly pear, prickly pears are on cactus, right? Isn't that
they're
the
on,
whole
like,
thing?
They're like those little cactuses,
Yeah.
They're hard because I got some prickly pears, and boy, they're like fiberglass. They'll get those itty-bitty needles in you, and they fucking itch you for a year.
They're fucked,
They sell them at the store.
Really? I would never buy one of those. Though I one time did have some prickly pear. It was like a gummy. I was out west, and they had made like little cube-sized prickly pear gummies, and it was good as hell.
I got that prickly pie, prickly pear simple syrup. Like I picked some prickly pears, so then Joanna picked a peck of them. And Joanna like boiled them down to like just their essence or whatever. Ooh, and then I would like get like a Sprite and 7 Up like soda and just stir in a spoon of that. And
it'd
make it all
there.
Pink and it'd be like, I think I gave you some of that.
See? Listen to Baloo.
Yeah.
What's the other song? The other orangutan song?
I want to be like you.
Yes. Who sings it? Louis Prima?
Yes.
Is that right?
And they even did the whole shtick where he kind of, because he used to just walk around the club. You know, like the whole band would kind of march through the club, and then they sort of did that with the monkeys, which maybe someone should have been like, this is kind of, it's fine.
Well, Louis Prima was white, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Or like Italian or something, right?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know.
It sounds, if your name is Prima.
Yeah, but boy.
Yeah.
He had a lot of soul.
Yeah. It does have a certain feel to it, though.
Well.
An uncomfortable feel.
Also, Jungle Book had, I would consider Tailspin a spinoff.
Oh, yeah.
Forgive the Hun.
Tailspin was good.
Because it was like somehow...
Baloo's
in it.
Mm-hmm. He's got a plane now.
He's flying a plane.
He's living the jungle now. He got a plane.
Shere Khan is like a one percenter boss.
Shere Khan is, is horizontal now. He's like, here he's on his feet.
Yeah.
And Louis in it. Yeah, that
He owns a bar, Bar Louis or
something. It was so weird. It's a weird... What?
Yeah.
Fuck it. We're doing it. It don't matter. Yeah.
Skywalker or something like that. You would like
kick Cloud Kicker.
Yeah. That's
wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yep. That was weird. It just came right out of my head.
Kick Cloud Kicker.
Kick Cloud Kicker.
Kick Cloud Kicker. Which is better? Better pilot, Launchpad McQuack, or Baloo the Tailspin? All right. Sorry. Let's get back on track. Better characters. We're talking about other characters.
Okay.
Yeah. The chimp, Cheetah. It's a chimp and he's named Cheetah.
That is funny.
Jane.
Yeah.
But Baloo, Khan, Shere Khan. And in the books, Khan the snake is Mowgli's friend.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to kill him or eat him. He's like, he's a snake. He's a king of the snakes. And he's his friend. The only one who really hates Mowgli is Shere Khan.
Yeah.
And some like wild dogs and like the monkeys and shit are dicks to him. But like Baloo, in the books, are shit. Baloo and what's his name? Bagheera, the panther. Yeah. They're like, here are the rules of the jungle, and here are the secret words of the jungle, and you can do whatever you want. And you know, and he's sort of like, okay, cool. And Tarzan is like, I'm running this shit. I'm the king of the jungle.
Yeah.
I'll kill you. I'll wear your skin.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking boss.
I'm a white guy.
Fuck all the girl apes.
Does he fuck apes?
Well, he's the dominant male of his tribe of apes. He must be
That's a good point.
You must not let anyone else fuck the apes.
Yeah, I guess he has to fuck them.
But
that's cool.
I don't know. So who? I mean, in the movie, they made like Tarzan's have like friends that are. But really, in the original thing, it was just sort of like Tarzan was a guy in the woods, and animals were animals. Yeah. He wasn't like talking with them and shit.
No.
So we got better characters. Jane, he talked to Jane.
Yeah.
And boy, when he had a kid.
Man, Jungle Book, dude. Baloo is such a fucking great character.
Baloo's great.
He's just wonderful.
Yeah.
Baloo's great, and Baloo's great in the books, too.
He's a fucking sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Baloo the bad.
Jane's a liability.
Yeah.
She's problematic anyway.
You don't want a regular lady in the jungle.
A regular lady in the jungle. Like, this guy's a savage.
Yeah.
It's like just raw dick.
This guy fucks gorillas.
Would Tarzan not... From our understanding of the word, just rape Jane? Like, he wouldn't...
He probably would.
I mean, you're Tarzan. You're in the woods. You see a female.
Yeah.
You don't even know what you're raping, but you'd be like, oh, jump on this woman.
Yeah.
I climb trees. I can hold, I'm strong as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
That's
probably how he's taught, man. That's the law of the jungle.
He's looking around. Yeah. He's looking around. He don't see like one flamingo come, hey, yeah. Do you want to get coffee later? Yeah. Maybe I'll saw this really interesting movie. Is this that? No.
No.
Flamingo's like, I'm a rape.
It's how Baloo, it's what Baloo said.
I'm a flamingo.
Baloo. Baloo told me.
Baloo, yeah. No, Baloo and them, they were like, don't fuck with these bitches. Don't go to the village.
Oh, yeah.
Don't go, you go to the men, you can't come back. Stay away from them, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Baloo knew what he was talking about, the bare necessities.
He didn't want to lose because he was codependent.
Yeah, well,
wow.
I think you got something there.
You do got something there.
He was a homeless alcoholic that needed someone to feel good about.
You know, and the wolves were very loyal and good to Mowgli for the most part. But Bagheera's panther, he paid the blood debt. He paid for Mowgli because Shere Khan was in the books, right? Shere Khan was going to kill him.
Yeah.
And he's like, here, I'll give you this calf I killed and I'll keep Mowgli. Or whatever, something like that. There was some deal struck. And so he's like, he's looking out for him. He looked out for him for forever.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's big a good brother. Guy. Characters. Mowgli wins.
Mowgli wins big time, baby.
We're going to bring it up because even though I said we're not going to bring it up, we're going to bring it up. Better other movies.
Oh, shit.
Think of all. There was the Jungle Book, old live action one. And then there was Jungle Book. Yeah, there was a Jungle Book.
Oh, yeah. The guy, I went to church with the stunt coordinator for that movie. Yeah.
What? Well, before. You're thinking the one in the 90s, probably, but the one before that, there was one in the 70s where there was a Jungle Book.
Really?
I remember seeing it on TV.
What?
Real cheap rubber snakes.
Oh.
And there was the one they made. They shot some of it at Fall Creek Falls.
What?
Really?
Yeah. Who the fuck was weird. In that? I don't remember who was in it, but there was that one.
Okay.
And then there was the weird remake with the fucking CGI animals and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And Tarzan. There was like Tarzan, old black and white Tarzan.
Yeah.
For forever. I mean, I don't remember when there wasn't some kind of Tarzan.
Yeah.
I don't know that any of them jump out. I loved, for sort of nostalgia's sake, the old shitty Tarzans where everyone's running through the jungle. They fall in quicksand. That's all you do.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're just up your neck in quicksand. I was so scared of quicksand when I was a kid.
Terrified.
It's dangerous.
It's like you die.
Mm-hmm.
What is the quicksand in Princess Bride?
Oh, yeah, the lightning sand?
Yes. Yeah.
That's scary, too. That's more like a sinkhole.
Yeah. I liked the live-action Jungle Book from the 90s, so I'm going to say Jungle Book.
Okay, Jungle Book, other movies, Jungle Book. Okay, bigger dick.
Wow. Huh. Tarzan, certainly.
Tarzan, yeah.
Yeah, certainly.
I mean, Mowgli is a child and Tarzan is a man.
Yeah.
Unless, like,
Mowgli grows up to be a man.
Yeah.
What is Mowgli? Indian, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Tarzan's, what is he?
He's just like a regular white guy, right?
White dude. Yeah, who the fuck is Tarzan?
Yeah. English. I think he's
from Iowa. Dicks?
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, Tarzan's a grown-ass dude.
Tarzan grown as hell.
Yeah.
Mowgli,
yeah.
I mean, I guess maybe grown up Mowgli might have a big dick. I don't know the stereotypes about Indian men's dicks.
Yeah, I think they're kind of average from what I hear.
Really? Okay, cool.
Well, guys, let us know. Send in your dicks if
If you're Indian, you have a picture of your dick.
Yeah, send
it. Well, send it. Don't just send the dick because that would just be a picture of your dick. Next to a ruler or something, so we have something.
A quarter or something.
Yeah.
For scale.
Yeah. Put a yerpy.
A rupee or whatever you guys.
Yerpy.
Yeah, I thought it was a yerpy.
I don't know either. A yurt. I don't know. Whatever you guys.
Yerpy sounds like a good frozen treat.
Send us 1 million guppies.
Women or no women?
Wait, who's got a bigger dick?
Tarzan got
a
bigger dick.
Okay, Tarzan got a bigger dick. Okay, I just want to make sure.
When he's slinging that dick. Unsheathed.
Yeah.
Certainly got some jungle age from all these apes he's dirty. Fucked.
Yeah.
Dirty dick, too.
And
I mean,
Jane
it's not
comes
like
in. Oh, my. Oh, Tarzan.
Tarzan's like, I will not rest till I fuck every animal in this jungle.
I want to fuck a tiger.
Yeah.
I want to fuck a big old tiger.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Fucking meerkat. Hang off.
Yeah. Split more turtles in half for the goddamn cannibal holocaust.
Hell yeah.
Put but women, there's like...
There's women.
Women in there in Tarzan land. No women's really in...
But is there even one woman in Jungle Book?
There's the girl who fetches the water.
No, there's... Well, in the books, there's a village and there's women and stuff. But like in the cartoon, at the end, he goes down to get water. He sees a bit and he gets sprung.
Yeah.
And he's like... Fuck y'all, jungle motherfuckers. I'm going to go.
Fuck you, Baloo.
Yeah. I'm going to go fuck one of these notoriously loose village girls from India.
Who are like 10 years old.
Yeah, right. I'm like, what are you going to come into town? What do you, have a house? What am I? I'm supposed to build a house so you can fuck my daughter? I don't get the fuck out of here.
No, thank you.
Yeah, go fetch wood.
Yeah.
You know, that's an insult.
He just brings her like a big thing of fire. It's like a branch.
Yeah. He's like, look what I made. He's all like, yeah. So.
What was the question?
Women or no women?
Women. Man, I don't know.
There's the chick, the woman from All in the Family. She did the voice of.
Really?
Of Baloo's wife in Tailspin.
Oh. Baloo's wife?
Really?
Yeah.
Baloo had a wife
or girlfriend. Or
the boss.
Or it was Kit's mom.
Yeah, that was his boss, man.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Wow. That was a strong independent woman who owned her own company.
Yeah.
And you reduce her to Baloo's.
I'm sorry. What I meant to say was Baloo's old woman.
His old lady.
Yeah, he wasn't fucking her.
Old bear.
He had Baloo's balls.
That's going to be on that title of the episode.
Baloo's balls.
Baloo's clues.
Baloo's clues. Baloo's
he like murders them all, and they have to find Baloo's clues.
Saw. It's like Saw.
It is like Saw.
Yeah.
Nell, that was a woman who was raised in the woods.
Sort of relevant.
She was raised just abandoned in the woods, right?
Akapakatai.
And a wham.
Rakapatai kai tai. I liked her.
Who'd win a fight?
Who would?
Tarzan. Let's say they're both 18.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Old Mowgli, young Tarzan.
Man, I feel like Mowgli, he doesn't know kung fu or any shit, but like he's got kind of that same kind of training where like he's met some bears, he's met some fucking wolves, he's met a panther. The panther's like, hey, this is how panthers fight. I'm going to teach you how to fight like a panther.
Yeah.
And the bear's like, oh, this is how bears fight. You know, I'm going to teach you how to fight like a bear. And that he's learned all the different fighting styles of the jungle.
Yeah.
And I think Tarzan, he just knows ape shit.
Yeah, but ape shit's pretty powerful.
It is strong, but man.
Tarzan, like I said before, Tarzan gets in a situation. Tarzan gets himself out of the situation.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Although sometimes he'll, and like a bunch of elephants will come trampling in.
Yeah.
But Mowgli will get stuck up a tree. And he's like, fuck, there's goddamn jackals down there trying to kill me.
Yeah.
And he was like, I guess. Will a bear save me? Someone come save me?
Sure hope my leopard friend shows up.
I think Tarzan would win.
Really?
Just because of his pure evil.
He kills.
Yeah.
I think, Mowgli kills a little bit, but like Tarzan's like, I'm going to fuck it. What? There's a lion?
Like, I think Mowgli would try to like talk to him, but Tarzan would just be.
Mowgli is sort of like Max from Where the Wild Things Are. He's just sort of looks in your eyes.
He's too trusting.
And goes, you are tamed by me. And they're like, oh, humans are so powerful. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think
Tarzan would probably win.
Yeah,
he'd
be dirty too, man. Yeah. He'd be throwing coconuts and shit.
Let's get personal with y'all fellers.
Okay.
How long do you think you would last in the jungle? Sean, how long? You dropped in the jungle.
Oh, shit.
You're in the jungle. Sean Parrott's in the jungle. what are you, 2 days? Well, how long do you think you're going to last?
Oh, man. Like real bad jungle?
I mean, you're in the jungle. You haven't been.
Middle of the fucking jungle.
No supplies, no vaccinations.
I don't have any jerky with me or anything.
Nope. The Congo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Like the Congo from Congo where there's like laser apes?
No. Congo, like the 1 acre of Congo that hasn't been cut down so that we can have cows to make your McDonald's burgers.
Yeah. In your face.
Society.
I would probably die within a day or so, I think.
You think?
Honestly.
Huh.
Yeah, because I think I would
get water off of leaves and stuff.
I would probably get killed by some animal, I think.
Yeah, I think I'd eat something I thought was food.
Yeah, I'd eat some weird ass berries. I'd be like, oh, that looks like a tasty berry.
Yeah,
carry eat a seashell. Use it as contact lenses.
Ooh. Ow.
Yep, you go blind that way.
Ooh.
Okay, how long would you last in the jungle? You're in the jungle.
85 years.
Yeah, you'd keep living.
Yeah.
That's, man, I...
Well, how about this? The concrete jungle.
Wow.
2 days.
You're in Manhattan.
2 days.
Yeah.
No.
Drinking out of puddles.
There's a water fountain right over there.
Catching rats and shit. I think I would be disappointed at how fast I died. I'd be laying there dying and be like, God damn it. I've watched so many survival shows.
Yeah.
And I don't know...
I didn't retain any. I don't know. It doesn't apply to this.
I'm ready, man. What,
I'm eating grubs and shit and fucking drinking water off of fucking leaves. And
yeah, I don't know. It's dysentery. Tough because I guess when you're about to die, you like get better at not dying.
Yeah,
you're like, oh shit, this is, you know, I gotta,
maybe.
I gotta eat some fucking grubs. I'm gonna eat them.
Maybe surprise yourself.
Yeah, I don't know how much I would want to live. Like, just grubs, it just doesn't seem worth it.
No. You know?
Yeah, just imagine nightfall.
Oh.
That'd be like,
gets cold as hell.
Yeah. Just, what's that? What's that noise?
What is that? Nah. What's in the bushes?
All right, now we're gonna have you guys take a little swig off the elixir personification.
Yes, and, let me have a sip of Rooney.
Sean, you can be Mowgli. Okay. Gary, you be Tarzan. You guys can talk to each other about what it's like living in the jungle.
Man, you know what? The jungle's nice, man. Do you have friends?
What? I'm Mowgli.
Stop being so mean, man.
Me, Tarzan. You, Jane.
No, I'm not.
No,
wait
a minute.
You, Jane.
Let go of my leg.
Oh, Jane. Oh. Snap out of it.
Oh, no. Wow.
Oh, that went well.
He, Jane.
Well.
What happened? I just woke up out of my stupor.
Yeah.
What happened to me while I was under?
You got butt fucked.
I got butt fucked?
Yeah. Mowgli got butt fucked.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
Well, all right, guys. Did we miss anything?
I think we got it all.
I think we nailed it.
Whom was the best? Who does the better?
Mowgli.
Seems like Mowgli kicked ass.
Yeah.
Mowgli's cool as hell.
Mowgli better than Tarzan.
He's even got the cool orange dick cover. Yeah. I like his. It's a good color.
It covers the underneath, too, which is...
Yeah. How does it get under there? I mean, does he sew it, do you think?
He tucks it in.
It is weird.
Yeah?
The things that we do for decency.
Yeah.
I was watching a Batman cartoon movie where the Killer Croc was in it, and they injected him with this thing to make him grow.
Yeah.
And he grew as tall as a building. Guess what else grew? His pants.
What? His pants.
How? Yeah. How do your pants grow? Yeah. You know, I mean, it's like, just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mowgli, it's like, he's raised by wolves. Mm-hmm. So he got like a sewing machine out.
Right.
And some fabric.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are those pants made out of?
Leaves?
Tarzan's at least like, well, this is a skin from a thing I killed, kind of loosely draped around my dick. Okay.
Yeah.
I can get that. Or the fucking over one shoulder thing. Like,
oh,
the
jungle
style. That's a good Tarzan thing.
Yeah.
But these fucking Hulk pants
that
just stretch to, and then can take a bazooka rocket and don't destroy. Sorry, we're getting off
It's improbable.
I got off of the topic. But we need to stick to the bare necessities here.
Yeah.
We need to think about who's better. That is Mowgli.
Congrats, Mowgli.
Way to go, Mowgli.
You kicked ass, baby.
You're the king of the jungle.
Should we end the episode with our best Tarzan yell?
Ooh, okay. Good idea.
I'm ready.
A herd of elephants running through.
Got questions or comments? Of course you do. Just give us a call at 931-492-9789 or message us at whichisbetterpod.com or whichisbetterpodcast@gmail.com or Facebook at whichisbetterpod or also, geez, how many of these do they have? Twitter at whichisbetterer. And if somehow none of these are to your liking, Instagram, whichisbetterpod. I recommend just calling.
Osiris.